Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97. Want to take it open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll continue to take your bull-ass predictions throughout the show. College football this weekend. Michigan State, Maryland, Gator. What's your thoughts heading into that game?
Duck and cover.
Really?
No, I don't know. It's... I like Michigan State, the defensive effort they put forth last week. I think it's a vastly improved defense. But they took a couple hits with injuries, which is going to test the depth on this team in the secondary. But I really like the depth they have in the front seven. So they get after teams. But, you know, Maryland's been this tricky team over the years. They always have speed, like ridiculous speed, it seems. It's like Maryland's always got a guy. Indiana always seems to have a guy. And Michigan State's offense just, obviously the first week of the season left a lot to be desired. Expecting better things out of the running game, and Nate Carter couldn't get going. They brought in the other running back, and he had the 63-yard run, which was great. But they need to have an established running game. I'd like to see them just go between the tackles more rather than try to string things outside and just quick hit man on man up front and make some, you know, put your helmet in somebody's chest and knock them back a few yards and, you know, get some consistency there. And obviously Childs has to play better, and I suspect he will. I think Michigan State will play better, but right now my gut tells me that Maryland wins the game.
Yeah. I mean, Maryland's really good. They're not great, but they're good. And they played a bad UConn team, call what it is. Billy Edwards looked really good. They got good wide receivers. Roman Hemby has always been,
yep.
I mean, from day one when he showed up, he has impacted that team positively. So, you know, he's tough to bring down. He's a good running back.
But the thing with teams that are untested with new players coming in is that you don't know what the learning curve is going to be. You don't know how big of a jump a team can make from one week to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to expect from Michigan State's offense. They could have an incremental jump, or it could be a non-existent jump. And the same thing kind of goes for Michigan with their offense. But we're talking about the Spartans here. There's so much unknown with Michigan State, and I'd like to see a lot more of Nick Marsh, a lot more of Velling, the tight end, and let's get the playmakers out on the field and get the ball in their hands.
So a couple of Michigan and Texas coming up this weekend. You know, it's funny, leading up to the season, whenever we previewed Michigan, I kind of say, and I hate being broken record stuff, but you're like, okay, one of the big storylines here is, can the defense keep Michigan in games while the offense gets up to speed? Can the defense carry the day while the offense goes through its growing pains? Can the defense do the job while the offense is learning? And I think last Saturday was an exact, like, tangible example of what that looks like. Can the defense keep them? You know, they held Fresno to 10 points. Their one touchdown drive came when Michigan had a number of, it got down on the depth chart a little bit, but they did give up the drive. But they held them to 10 points. And the offense, funny thing about the offense is I think people came away very concerned about the Michigan offense. Michigan's last, like, 6 drives were 11 plays, 10 plays, 9 plays, 9 plays, 7 plays, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Like, they put together drives. They just weren't finishing drives, which is part of what you hope is a growth curve, that you, as you get better, you finish those drives. And as the game went on, their offensive drives were better. But this is obviously a much bigger task. You know, we talked about how they fully believe it's real easy to get better on the offensive line because the mistakes were somewhat rudimentary and things they didn't know were going to happen until they actually got in there with live bullets. But so now they're in a game. They see what some of the issues are, and everybody I talked to that knows about line play says they are easily correctable. And the biggest jump comes from week one to week two. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to beat Texas, because Texas, same thing. They know what to correct to, and they'll make a big jump forward. Texas's speed on the outside is scary, but so was Washington's, and so was Alabama's last year. And the secondary is many of the same people. Jahir Hill looked really good in his first start at the corner opposite, but their speed is scary. Their quarterback is really good, Quinn Ewers. Their running backs, it doesn't look like they lost a step, even though these guys were down on the depth chart. So, you know, they're legit. And their defensive front is big and physical. They got a middle linebacker that looks like a defensive tackle. Number zero, he's incredible. And their secondary's good. So it's, I mean, Michigan's going to have to play incredibly well on defense and win the special teams battle. Is my opinion what they need to do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Michigan. I mean, Texas, look, this is one of the blue bloods of football. So they're going to have depth. They're going to have high-end talent, and they have both. And for Michigan, they haven't had an opponent like this early in the season since, like, 2018. They started the season at Notre Dame, lost that game, and then won, like, the next 10 games in a row or whatever it was before losing big at Ohio State. But it's been a while since they played somebody like this early. And, you know, is Texas battle-tested already? Not really, you know, but they did what they had to do last week, and they looked good doing it. Everybody knew their offense was going to be good. Everyone knows Michigan's defense is going to be good. This is one of these classic mashups, right? Great offense against a great defense.
You know, the theory is defenses are going to look at Michigan and just say, we just need to take away Colston Loveland. And the Michigan people insist, if they pay too much attention to Colston, we have other guys that can burn you. They didn't really show much of a downfield passing attack in game one. I mean, it might make sense to come out just slinging it and try and loosen up the defense. It'd take your shots, even if they're incomplete, take some shots downfield. But, you know, I mean, when I brought it up, you know, Davis Warren said this week, yeah, our defense all fall camp tried to take away Colston Loveland, and we have a pretty good defense, and I could still get him the football. So they think he can still be effective even if he becomes a focal point of the Texas defense. Here's a question I have for Michigan fans, and maybe this is an easy answer. Does Kalel Mullings, in your eyes, clearly get the first shot, or do you go with big game Donovan Edwards, who always seems to, I shouldn't say always, it's not always, but Penn State last year, Ohio State, well, 2 years ago, Penn State, Ohio State 2 years ago, Penn State last season, Washington last season, he has a propensity to show up in big games. And he's got the physical tools, but, you know, there's this weird thing where he's can't seem to break off the mid-range run. Like, he's either going to the house or it's 1 or 2 yards. But there's not enough 5 to 7 yard runs where Kalel Mullings has a bunch of those. But do you give big game Donovan the first crack at it, or do you go with Kalel Mullings?
I think you still do. And Michigan State's got the same question with Kayron Lynch Adams, who was the running back that had the 63-yard run, and Nate Carter, who's the guy that I expect to be the guy. And they gave him a ton of carries. Nate Carter had 19 carries, but averaged 2.5. Kayron Lynch Adams had the 9 carries for 101 yards. Even if you take away the touchdown run, it's still like 5 yards per carry. I mean, he did really well. So it's both teams are looking at something similar here. The other guy got it done last week.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, that's not the one you're really counting on.
Kalel said something before the season, because he played some running back in high school as well, obviously, and he gets to Michigan, and they make him a linebacker. He started games at linebacker. I think he started the Colorado State game 2 years ago. He was a starter at linebacker. Now he's starting at the running back spot. And Hassan Haskins did the same thing at Michigan and became this big, bruising, impossible to bring down back. Kalel is really, really freaking good, and he's kind of a classic Big Ten bruiser who's got enough speed that they got him deep on kick returns. He is their primary kick returner. He brought one from 5 yards out last week.
I think I asked this question about him last year, maybe off the air, but I'll ask it again.
Okay.
This year, on the air. Was he named after Superman? Son of Jarrell
Kal-El? I'll have to ask him. I did find an interesting little tidbit, but these are good questions.
I mean, that's a bucket-worthy question.
Well, wait a sec. Superman
was the son of Jarrell, and okay, his name was Kal-El.
Okay. I will ask him if you'd like. I'll ask him, were you named after Superman?
Is there some sort of Superman
connection? I will try and find out.
What, and if so, what is your kryptonite?
He might not want to go public with that.
No, probably not. But maybe he might say something like liver.
Yeah, I mean.
And there's like Fonzie.
Yeah.
That's different.
Anyway, 248-539-9797. Michigan, Michigan State fans, if you want to get into your gut feeling heading into this weekend, they're both big underdogs. But, you know, it's early in a college football season and a million different things can happen in a college football game.
When was the last time Michigan was this big? What's the spread on this one?
7.5.
When was the last time we were 7.5 point dog at home?
Probably one of those Ohio State games over the years. It's been a while. But I don't have that information in my fingertips.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Oops.
I've given you two bucket worthy
I'll see what I can find out. Hey man, just wait till you there are some guys I can't wait to make plays. Let's just
say. I hear you.
Fred Moore and Christian Boivin are a couple of my favorites. Can't wait for them to make
it. It's a deep bucket, folks.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. If you want to get into your feelings on what's your gut telling you about this weekend, Spartan fans, Wolverine fans. We'll continue the NFL talk. I missed it. We were going to go to CBS Sports Predictions. We'll get to those today at 11:35. A trend. There is a trend. I don't know if it's annoying, but there is a trend when it comes to late here in the preseason, what people are picking. That's at 11:35 here on 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.